On FM.
Online.
On your mobile.
And on digital radio.
This is Smooth.
From Global's newsroom at 11, I'm Mike Perkins, stood looking at the Bobby Moore statue on Wembley Way. The former England captain was one who liked the colour claret and blue, and he's been seeing plenty of that as Aston Villa fans begin to arrive for today's FA Cup final. This supporter, who's been following the club since 1970, told me how important it would be to see his side finally lift the trophy.
It's the biggest day in British football, culminating in bragging rights across Britain, Birmingham, everywhere really. It's great, he loves it, we love it. Tim's doing us proud. Come on the Villa.
Arsenal are the team trying to stop that happening, and Villa's manager Tim Sherwood says he knows how vital today could be for bringing in a new generation of fans.
Well, they've never seen a trophy being lifted by this club, have they? You know, the older generation have seen a lot of history, and they remember the good times. And their sons and family members are probably fed up listening to it. You know, they want to see something themselves, so I'm praying that I can give them that.
Kick-off here at Wembley will be at 5:30. Now back to Olivia with the rest of today's news.
Thanks, Mike. Three Birmingham men have been jailed for more than 18 years after robbing a cash delivery driver outside a petrol station in the city. It happened last July at the Apple Green service station on Small Heath Highway. The victim was threatened with a knife in his face. Dyestay money was found by police with a sledgehammer and cleaning products bought from a nearby shop to try and clean the cash. And Prince William, who supports Villa, has admitted he's terrified about presenting the FA Cup to the winning team later. From Global's newsroom for Smooth Radio, I'm Olivia Morley.